Dan, since we have you here, want to do a little tech support, and I know you're looking at two phones. Pretty cool, the Galaxy Z Fold 3 and the Galaxy Z Flip 3. I know this technology has been around for a few years. Finally, seems like it's getting good. Just tell us about it.
Yeah, so I have right here, this is the Z Flip 3. This is a flip phone that is foldable. Now, this was originally available as the Z Fold and the Z Fold 5G. There was no Z Fold 2, but numbers don't really count when it comes to naming phones. Apple proved that already. Really, what this does, though, is it improves on some of the basic issues that that phone had. This is now $999, so it's much cheaper than its predecessor. Still expensive, but still, that's now in where mainstream smartphones tend to go for, at least high-end ones. We have this little screen up front for when you close the phone, and you can swipe through for different things like the weather, your calendar you can go through, sports scores, things like that. And then obviously, we have the foldable screen right here, and then I'm just going to open that up for you. And it's got facial recognition, fingerprint recognition. You can use a pin, but really, what it does is allows you to look at apps on a large up and down screen. And I think this really does fit very well for a lot of people. It is foldable, obviously. That's the big selling point. And it fits much better in your pocket than a big phone that you may slide into your back pocket and then sit on and can be uncomfortable. I think this is going to be kind of a mainstream approach that Samsung is going to use. The screen is 80% more durable, at least the screen covering to protect it is 80% more durable. That was a big sticking point. And it's also water resistant. But $999, really interesting phone. I'm going to be giving it a little more of a once over when I have the time. But the other one that I want to point to is the Z Fold 3. That's what this bad boy is. And right now I have two different apps open. I have what we have is the Samsung Health app, and then we have obviously Yahoo Finance running in Chrome. And you can do this easily by swiping out from the side to pull up different apps that you want to share. The phone itself is completely foldable in half. It also has a new touchscreen up front that you have here. It runs at a higher frame rate, so it's going to look a lot smoother. Three cameras on the back. This one, though, $1,799, not exactly mainstream. It is water resistant, though. The big issue with these phones, though, is the hinge. And because of that, they can't make it dustproof. Now, that means if you get sand particles, things like that, into the bottom of the phone, it could go into the hinge and then mess up the screen, which has happened in prior models. But Samsung says they've made a sweep to help improve that. Still not dustproof, though. But again, two really interesting devices. I'm digging them so far. I'm also trying out Samsung's Galaxy Watch 4. That's what we have on right here. I'm going to give them all a big rundown for a larger review in a little while. But really interesting device. $1,799, though. I don't necessarily think a lot of consumers are going to be going for that one. The 999 Z Flip 3 might be what people look at.
Yeah, Dan, I'm looking at my iPhone right now. I'm not convinced it needs to fold. I don't feel like it's that big just yet, but I will be looking out for your review later on, of course, on our site, yahoofinance.com. Dan Halley, thanks so much for that.